Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Click Millionaire Success Show with your host, Scott Fox. It's time for another educational and entertaining episode that can help you work less and live more with your own internet lifestyle business.
Hey there, it's Scott Fox. It's time for Click Millionaire's Office Hours. I'm here to talk to you today about how we can help grow your business. It's time for video office hours or podcast office hours, depending on how you want to consume the content. We're here with our Click Millionaire's members from all over the world, and I've got a bunch of questions today to help you get your small business up to the next level, or maybe start something from scratch, your own startup. It's about time you were in charge of your own destiny, and that's what we talk about here during our lifestyle business coaching hours, right? This is a free service from clickmillionaires.com and me, Scott Fox. I'm the author of several books about internet marketing and lifestyle businesses, and I know a little bit about SEO and web design and email marketing and social media and all that kind of stuff. So we're going to be talking about all those topics today, and most importantly, we're going to be helping you get over those obstacles that may have been slowing down the growth of your business and honestly, the growth in your life. This is about more than business. It's about you and where you're going. And, well, as I sometimes say, you know, you always hear that phrase, what do you really want to be when you grow up? Well, a click millionaire isn't a bad destination. I can tell you that from personal experience. I made that term up, click millionaire, to describe the lifestyle that I've carved out for myself. Now, I'm not a genius. I just got in on the internet a little early, and I've worked hard over the years. And the most important thing is that I've prioritized what's important to me over making my boss rich. That's the difference, right? So I'm rich. I'm not the richest guy in the world, but I'm rich in a certain amount of money, but also in a lot of lifestyle. I do what I want, when I want, when I want to, wearing what I want with the people I want to hang out with. And I'll bet you could use some more of that in your life, too. So if that sounds like the kind of trip you'd like to take, welcome to Video Office Hours. And we're going to be talking today. I've got a whole bunch of questions from folks who have written in from earlier in the forum. They posted a bunch of different questions, and I'll go through those. But we especially like to take calls or chats from anybody who's watching this live. And it looks like a bunch of you are, so thanks for tuning in. And if you're watching this later as part of the replay posted on YouTube or maybe listening to the podcast over on iTunes or Blog Talk Radio or Geekcast or any of the other places we put the podcast, then welcome to you as well. If you don't know what clickmillionaires.com is, well, it's time you found out. Maybe a friend told you about me or our forum, and it's time you got involved. Clickmillionaires.com is several things. First of all, it's a free forum. Free forum, can't beat that price. And we welcome you to come in and talk about the dreams that you have for building, running, and profiting from your own lifestyle business on the internet. It's a community. It's a community of people who help each other. We screen really heavily on the applications, and only people who are nice and are willing to help and help each other are allowed in. Anybody that looks like a spammer, we don't let in. Anybody that misbehaves in the forum or isn't nice, we kick them out. So if you're looking for a safe, friendly place where you can learn more about building internet businesses, clickmillionaires.com is for you. And you can go over and check it out right now. Of course, there's an upgraded level as well. That's my Masterminds forum, but even that's only $39 a month. And if you'd like to work more closely with me, and if you're serious about building an internet business, it's a very good investment, as anybody will tell you who's a member there. So we've got questions today from members of both forums that I'm going to talk our way through, and hopefully that will be helpful to many of you who are watching and listening to help you get on the road towards more lifestyle business success of your own. So let's see, where should we start today? Let me just get my screens all set up here in the right places so we can do this in a semi-professional manner for a change. And let's see. The book I'm talking about is this one. This is my most recent, Click Millionaires, Work Less, Live More, with an Internet Business You Love. This is available at Amazon.com, bookstores worldwide. In fact, truly worldwide. It's been translated into Japanese and Russian and Polish and a bunch of more languages than I can count now. So this is the real thing. And the profits from this, I give them to charity. So if you'd like to join us at clickmillionaires.com, I suggest that's a great place to start. Or just point your browser over toward clickmillionaires.com free lifestyle business coaching forum. All right, so today we're going to talk about what have we got on the agenda. Well, we've got a bunch of questions. Like I said, we're going to kick off, I think, with some discussion of search engine optimization, the old is it dead question. Then we're going to talk about some content, let's see, outsourcing or not, and how to find good content, and also how to break down the content between how much you give away for free and how much you try to charge for. That's always a tough balance. I want to tell you a little bit about Google's mobile slap that's about to hit us all pretty hard, and some more here, depending on how much time we have. And, of course, if you have a question or something you'd like to talk about, please do post that. Come on in live in the forum. Sorry, not the forum. I say that all the time. Come in over at Google+. This is live at Google+, and you can find the event page for Click Millionaires or search on Scott Fox, and the video office hours are underway, and you can click on the little chat room, which is up in the corner, over there, and roll your mouse over, and the second icon is a blue window with little white lines in it. Click on that, and the chat room will pop up over there, and then you can type in questions, and I'd be happy to help you live. Okay, so let's get going with our first question here. Is search engine optimization dead? Now, this is an old canard that pops up on a regular basis, and one of our members wrote in and said, what do people mean when they say SEO is dead? Why do people say this? Can you give me an example of why someone would want to say this? Any feedback would be appreciated. Thanks a lot for the help. So, is SEO dead? SEO, for if you're new to this, search engine optimization. That's simply the art or science of building your website in certain ways so that Google and the other search engines will recognize what it's about. Okay? And the other, that's on-site SEO. And off-site means getting other people to link to you and share your stuff. Okay? So that's search engine optimization. So, and you should be doing that despite the claim that it's dead. So Jeffrey asked, is it really dead and what do people mean? Well, no, it's definitely not dead. What happened was a couple years ago, Google really cracked down on a lot of paid links and different schemes that people were running to try to game the rankings. Now, Google, how and why Google ranks websites in different ways is kind of their secret sauce. Nobody really knows exactly how it's done. Supposedly, they have over 200 different factors that rank every website that's in their index, and that determines how they show up in the rankings. Nobody really knows them all. But a lot of people had figured out enough of those factors that they were gaming them. They were spending money to buy links or trade favors or put up phony content or just weak content. And Google did a big couple updates. There was a penguin update and a panda update, and they give them animal names, right? But they managed to keep the spammers at bay, and they knocked down the rankings of lots of sites. So a lot of people started saying SEO was dead. It's just not true. SEO is still here, and I recommend all of you learn as much as you can about search engine optimization without going crazy. You don't need a PhD in this stuff, but you do still need to pay attention to it. So why would people say that? Well, this is one of those things that people say to get attention because it generates questions like this, right? It gets you thinking. So the people that say this are people that want attention. These tend to be bloggers who want you to click on their headline, or a journalist, you know, somebody writing online, they want you to click, oh, is SEO dead? I need to click on that, right? They get paid on a per-click advertising basis. So I would discount those folks in that respect. Or there may be people who are a little more legitimately suggesting it's dead because they were using a specific technique for SEO, or they're in a very narrow product or technical specialty where either there's a lot of competition or Google has somehow knocked down a lot of the factors that they used to use. And for them, SEO, it's still not dead, but it may be in reduced importance compared to the way they used to do business. Now, a lot of those specialties were people that were spammers and scammers, so that's exactly who Google was trying to punish with new SEO techniques, right? Then the other big one is what is called consultants or business development people, which is a fancy way of saying they're trying to sell you something, and I've got nothing against that. I spent a good part of my corporate career in business development, but if people are trying to sell you stuff, that's not really what you're trying to make your money from, right? That's all they're trying to make money. So you got to be careful about anybody who's got advice that then immediately leads to a sale. And again, I'm a capitalist. I promote things and sell things too. I'm totally cool with that. But when they're saying things like SEO is dead, they're just trying to get your attention to bring you in and then have a conversation that might lead to some cash for them. And that's legit, but you should just be skeptical. And since you asked for examples, those are the kind of examples I would give you. In general, SEO is not what it used to be. And that's, I guess, the more general answer to this. SEO is not dead, but it's changed. two reasons. One is mobile is rising quickly, and a lot of apps aren't so SEO-driven, right? If you have an app to go shopping at Amazon.com, for example, Amazon doesn't need a lot of search engine optimization because you're already an Amazon customer. You go directly to them through their app instead of through Google to find that bathrobe or lawnmower or whatever it was you wanted to buy. So apps are changing things a bit. And the other is that Google's just getting smarter. It doesn't need you to do all the specific techniques that used to be required for search engine optimization like they used to. It, meaning the sort of artificial intelligence and machine learning engines that power the Google search engine rankings, they are figuring out how to judge sites more and more without you having to do all the keywords and meta tags and linking back and stuff that used to be absolutely a requirement in order to get noticed by Google. Their machines are getting smarter, and the relatively crude signals that we used to offer aren't quite as important because Google's just getting smarter along the way. That doesn't mean SEO is dead. It just means that you need to learn what the new things they're looking for are. And regardless, I would not stop doing the basic stuff because most of us are not Amazon.com or some big website. We're smaller sites, and you need to do the basics first so that Google even knows that your site exists and puts it in the right category before you even start competing with other sites to be higher ranked. You've got to have the basics in place, and that requires some search engine optimization. So there. How's that for an off-the-top lecture about search engine optimization? It is not dead. You should do it. We can talk more about that in the forum if anybody would like to. There's lots and lots of details there. But honestly, don't be intimidated by it. There are people that get super technical and spend their whole careers as search engine optimizers, and that's a great way to go if you're into that. But the basics are not that hard, and you can learn them yourself and do them yourself basically for free. So if you'd like to talk more about that, our forum is waiting, of course. So, all right, so that's our first question. We're off and running, and I can see that we've got at least a couple people watching here. It's nice to see. There's Audra anyway. Check in. Hey, Audra, nice to see you. If you've got any question, go ahead and raise your hand, and you want to chime in, I'd be happy to get your opinion. We're going to be looking at a website later, by the way, folks, about African arts and ceramics. A member named Kuiha wrote in about this. We're going to review that together. And if anybody has opinions about that, of course, come in the chat room, or I'll even put you on camera if you're live with us, and you can offer your opinion on that as well. All right, so if you're just tuning in, I'm Scott Fox. This is the ClickMillionaires.com video office hours and audio office hours. We're podcasting as well in case anybody has questions and so that they can catch the replay. All right, so up next, got a question here from John. John is here, and he would like to, let's see, he said, I'm starting my first website. I've got WordPress set up and building on it gradually. I'm focusing on giving advice for dog training, and as you imagine, I'm unsure how it's going to work out. I'm going through my content research, jotting down info from the internet, and going to reword into my own words, but I'm not as overly familiar with the subject, and I lack some confidence. A lot of us have been there, John, so we're with you. I have two questions. Has anyone considered or let their work be outsourced for creative writing, especially if unfamiliar with the subject? Or is it just a case of some hard work and imagination? And two, would it be better to go with the quality or quantity because of a lack of knowledge on a particular subject if I was to do it myself? Okay, John, well, I've got some thoughts on that, and I will give you answers to each of those. But I have a previous question. Why are you building a dog training site if you don't know much about dog training? Dog training is not a neglected area online, as far as I know. There's lots of sites out there, and I think if you're going to be doing a dog training site, you should be a dog lover and a dog trainer. I'm not sure why you picked that. Maybe you gave us, you'd have to tell me more because that doesn't sound to me like a good idea. The most important thing for an entrepreneur with a new website is enthusiasm and followed by expertise. You don't have to have the expertise if you're really enthusiastic, but if you don't have either, I don't know how you're going to make it in the competitive world that we have online today. So, John, I would consider reconsidering your niche, or at least, what they say, niching it down. Not just dog training, but dog training for puppies, or dog training for golden retrievers, or dog training for show performance, or dog training for some specific problem, dog training for overweight dogs, I don't know, thing, dog breeder or something like that. Find a niche so that you can have a chance of really getting some traction. My suspicion is that there are lots of dog training sites out there. And I say that, in fact, because I know personally we've had a half a dozen people come through the forum in the last couple of years with dog training businesses. So you're not alone on this, and you might be a little late on the general category of dog training. Okay, so I would think again about that, unless I'm missing something here, and you really do love dog training more than you sound like. Now, let's answer your question, because it applies to other folks as well. Here's your question. Would I be better to go with quality or quantity? Well, I think quantity is the game these days. Some of those search engine optimization techniques we talked about used to be to publish 1,000 articles and then hope that people showed up and Google found them and it all got crawled. Google's not looking so much for quantity anymore as quality. They want the best article to answer a specific question. Now, this is a good point about search engine optimization that a lot of people miss, which is you tend to think of optimizing your website. But Google isn't looking at your whole website. Well, that's not right. They do look at your whole website, but what they're looking at is a bunch of individual pages. So if somebody says, how to stop my puppy from peeing on the carpet, and they type that into Google, Google isn't going to look at each individual website. They're going to look at each individual page, and they're going to find the best page that answers that question about stopping your puppy from peeing on the carpet. The best page, even if the site, the rest of the site may not be great, but if that site has been told to them by the behavior of all the Google users, that one page is the best one to answer that question, that's the one that will get promoted up into the rankings. So you need to think about quality these days and be the best for your specific topics rather than thinking about my site in general. I think you'll get farther faster, at least in terms of SEO. Of course, if you're appealing to humans too, which we all are, then your site needs to be credible in other ways. You can't just have one good article and a bunch of crap, right? That one's got to be good, but in the context of a good and nice-looking site that inspires confidence in a human visitor as much as a Google visitor. Now, your other question. Has anyone considered or let their work be outsourced for creative writing, especially if unfamiliar with the subject, or is it just a case of some hard work and imagination? Outsourcing for good writing, John, is expensive. You're probably talking $20, $30 an hour. If you want real native English speakers to write really good original articles that they haven't actually cribbed from other places, and that adds up. So again, if you're not already an expert, then I'm not sure this is the area for you. And I think it is more what you suggested, a case of some hard work and imagination. If you stick with dog training, fine. If you switch your topic, that's fine. But either way, hard work and imagination is what's required here. Unless you've got a $1 million budget and you just want to hire a bunch of people, that's cool with me. You know, you spend your money however you want. It's your money. But the Click Millionaires approach, conserve the cash, do it yourself so that you can build it up. And then once you've figured out what's working, then invest the cash you have to take it from a small success to a big success and cash in. And I'd rather see you do that, John. Another thought. If you are concerned about writing specifically, maybe writing isn't the format for you. Maybe you should be a video blogger or a podcaster or a Pinterest expert where you just post photos about dogs, right? There are other ways to do this. We are very text-heavy still because the Internet is still in many ways early days. I was online back in 94 when the first images came onto a browser. Before that, it was all text, only text, and you can imagine how boring that was. But now we're at the point where images are a given, and even video is starting to be a given, and audio is a given. So if you're not that comfortable with writing, then I'd consider some other ways of skinning this cat. Sorry for the bad pet metaphor there. Maybe there are other ways for you to do this. So all in all, John, this was your first post at clickmillionaires.com, so I'm trying to be gentle, and I think I am, but I'm trying to be encouraging. You've got the right ideas. You're asking the right questions, but I think all those answers would get easier for you if you shifted your focus to another topic area that gets you excited, that you have things to say, that you don't feel like you need to hire people to do for you, something you want to do. Those are the best entrepreneur success stories, the things that the entrepreneur really wants to do, and ideally that the audience has a need for. They're starving for this solution, and you're the guy to provide it. All right, so John, I hope to see you more at clickmillionaires.com, or like I said, come over to masterminds.net. Actually, I set up a new URL for that, masterminds.net, if you'd like to come and take a free trial. of our masterminds forum, and that way we can work together personally on this. All right? So let's see. What's next? Let's see. A couple things I wanted to call out on the website. Over at clickmillionaires.com, we've got a new post. I did an interview last week with Israel National Radio out of Jerusalem. And Doug Goldstein had me on the Goldstein on Gelt show, and he asked some tough questions about this lifestyle business approach of mine. So if that's interesting to you and you'd like to hear a financial guy's take grilling me on how to do all this stuff, go over to clickmillionaires.com and click on the homepage or search on Goldstein on Gelt and Scott Fox, and that episode will show up. It's just about a 15-minute talk, but I thought it was a pretty good one. There's also a great free offer for a marketing dictionary. One of our members, one of our masterminds members, has put out a new book, and it's a dictionary of marketing terms, and that could be real helpful to people, I think. And she was giving away free copies last time I checked if you write a review for her over at Amazon.com. So that is also on the homepage at clickmillionaires.com, but it won't be there for long, so you better go grab it. Okay, what else we've got to do here? Let's see. Oh, Audra's back. If you have a question, Audra, let me know. I'll be happy to hear from you. I'm just cruising through here through the text that people submitted. Let's talk a bit about Google. Google, we've been talking, I guess we're SEO heavy today, but I think that the mobile changes they're making are a big deal. And I want to make sure you guys are all on top of this. It's really hard to keep up with Google anyway. But the mobile changes they're about to make, and I mean literally about to, meaning next week, is they're going to start demoting sites that are not mobile friendly. So much of the Internet's traffic now is done by people on handsets and tablets and so forth that they're starting to incorporate mobile responsiveness as a very important part of their search engine ranking criteria. And in fact, they've been emailing people. I run a couple dozen websites myself, and they've been emailing people and saying, like me, saying, this site is not so friendly. We're just warning you, if you don't fix it, we're going to not show it as high in our rankings as we used to. And that's a scary email to get, believe me. So my point in this is, first of all, if you're not paying attention to mobile, you need to start. Second, if you're building a new website now, you've got to design it for mobile too. The buzzword here is responsive. The design needs to be responsive so that it can shrink and expand appropriately depending on the size of the screen that the user is using. We got away for about 15 years with all these screens that were, you know, basically a rectangle about this big and sort of different dimensions. They went from 600 by 800 to 1024 by 76 to 1280 across. You know, they got bigger, but the aspect ratio was pretty much the same, and you could kind of just stretch things. But now people have got little screens, they've got tablets, you know, all this stuff. So your website has to be adaptable to this stuff or Google's going to penalize you. So if you're designing a new site now, make sure that the theme you pick or the designer that you hire is going to make it responsive or you're going to have to redo it all. That's all there is to it, okay? So pay attention to this. I know it's annoying. You might have some momentum already, but the responsive thing is coming, and nobody knows quite what it's going to mean. It's only a week or so away when they change other results. And it'll probably affect a lot of big sites first, but gradually it's going to trickle down and hit us all. So you've got to be on this bandwagon, okay? Now, the good news is that Google was clear about this and gave us some warning. They rarely say things as direct as this. Here's actually what they said. This change will affect mobile searches in all languages worldwide and will have a significant impact in our search results. Now, when Google tells you something, they don't do much hand-holding. So when they come out and say something that obvious, you've got to pay attention. Now, the good news is that they're offering a free tool that you can use to rank your site. And this is posted, of course, at clickmillionaires.com. I'll even try to give it to you right here. It's google.com/webmasters/tools/mobile-friendly. That's a pain, right? But I'll say it again just in case you're on a podcast, listening in the car, don't drive into a tree, okay? google.com/webmasters/tools/mobile-friendly. And this is a tool that you can use that actually will help you rank your site, and it will give you a report card about what needs to be fixed. And this is unprecedented for them to offer these easy-to-use tools and to warn people about stuff. So it tells you what a big deal this is. The mobile traffic is rising fast, and I hope that this will help you. I suggest that you write that down, and as soon as the show is over, you go check your site and then come back to the forum and tell us how you did, and you know we can hopefully help you advance your responsiveness so that your site doesn't get hit and hurt next week. Okay? It's a big deal, and I don't want to beat it to death, but hopefully you heard me. This free mobile testing tool is something that you can take advantage of that easily. Consultants will be trying to sell you this tool soon, right? So go get it while it's free. And you may need a Google Webmaster Tools account. I'm not sure when I tried it, but I've had one of those for years, so I don't notice. But either way, it's worth you spending 10 minutes and figuring it out. Because if you pass, you're good, right? And even some of the other steps are not as scary as you think. A lot of them are like make the font bigger. Okay, that's not so tough, right? Or sometimes you'll have a button and some links right next to each other. And that looks fine on a big website screen, but on a small mobile screen, they're too close together, so they penalize you. Like it's hard for people to tap. It's got to be tap friendly. Those are the kind of things you'll be looking for. So I suggest checking that out if you have a chance. All right. So we're moving along here. We're almost half through already. Wow. Okay. And I'm looking forward to still talking. Well, we're going to look at a website here in a couple minutes. We're also going to talk about traffic generation, favorite books, and content. Oh, okay, hold on. Here's a question that came in the chat room. Hold on. Okay. Regarding the SEO conversation I was having a couple minutes ago. Scott, have you ever seen, experienced, or heard of a website bringing in a great amount of traffic just by using social media? In other words, the site didn't do anything to improve their SEO and only focused their efforts in social media. Okay, so you're saying they don't do any SEO and they spend all their time on Twitter or Facebook, Pinterest, LinkedIn, whatever, YouTube, and they didn't do any SEO and they were still a big hit. I don't think so. In fact, I'm not sure that's even possible, and here's why. Obviously, I don't know how every site on the Internet got popular, right? But just from what I've seen, the principles involved are you certainly could spend a lot of time on social media and should. I think it's a good way to build relationships with your audience and to develop the backlinks and stuff that you need to signal to Google that your site's important. But even by doing that, you are impacting the SEO. So I don't think you can separate the two, I guess is what I'm saying. Could a site get big only doing social media and ignoring SEO? I guess it's theoretically possible. But why would you do that? Anybody that's smart enough to be active in several social media channels would also have to pretty quickly figure out the keywords that get them traffic. And then they would start posting those keywords in their tweets and on their site and so forth. And that would lead to SEO improvement. So the same activities that would bring them success in social media would likely also bring them increased success in SEO. So I don't think you can do one without the other. Could you ignore doing any optimization on site when you got started? Yeah, I guess you could, but why would you do that? It's really not that hard. If you figure out that you're selling soccer balls, your website would have to have the word soccer balls on it, wouldn't it? that would be a clue to tell people that your site was about soccer balls, and it would also tell Google. So I gather you're probably trying to narrow the list of things you have to do, and I totally understand that, and I applaud it. It's tough being an entrepreneur. You're getting to-do lists a mile long. But SEO is not the one to skip. That's all there is to it. Because you can spend an infinite amount of time on Twitter or Facebook or any of these places and not build anything that you own. If you spend some time on SEO of your own site, you own those improvements, and Google will value those on a long-term basis. I don't want to see you spending your money building up somebody else's traffic, meaning Facebook or Pinterest or whoever. I'd rather see you build up your own, and SEO is the best way to do that. That is also free. Okay? So build your own assets, and don't skip the SEO. You don't have to go crazy, but I would definitely not skip that. Okay? I hope that's a helpful answer. Okay, so going on to our next topic, let's see, is it time to do this website review? I guess we could do that. Let's do a little screen sharing here just to jazz up the video. And give me a second here, and I will see if we can locate Guerrilla Arts Africa. Africa.com. Be here. Okay. Come on, baby. Isn't that funny? Just when you have the whole world watching you, the internet slows down. Okay, good. There we go. Okay, so, all right. So, all right, well, so since we're doing some screen sharing right now, actually, let me show you. Let's just go over to QuickMillionaires.com for a second, and I want to show you just an example of some of the things we're talking about. Okay, here we go. Bang. Okay, so if you have not been to QuickMillionaires.com, I encourage you to visit. This is what it looks like, and it's free. And in fact, even these ads that you can see, you know what? I give half of that money back to our most active members, all right? So the most active members win what are called Community Star Awards, and they get half the money that we make, okay? And the other half goes to pay the moderators and the hosting costs. So this is essentially nonprofit for you guys trying to help out the world and hopefully encourage a few upsells here to my Masterminds forum, which you can learn more about over here easily. Now, I just wanted to show you the homepage for a second to see what I was missing. Oh, website tune-up community clinics. This is an awesome offer that I'm going to do a review right now of this Guerrilla Arts Africa site. But if you want to come and get feedback from other members all over the world, you can sign up for free just for our members, and you get friendly critiques from other users. Fabulously valuable advice for free. I totally encourage that. Here's the interview I was talking about with Israel National Radio. Here's the marketing dictionary I was talking about. You should grab a copy of this book here for free. And, oh, here's the mobile flap. I was talking about that. But all the way down the side here on the left, you can see other things that people are talking about, where to build this, what host to use, how to do domain names, how to make $100,000 doing what you love, even some superfoods. Look at this, health and fitness. We have a health and fitness section to help people build a whole lifestyle. Problems with ebook publishing, stuff like that. This is the idea. There's thousands of members here, and we'd be happy to have you join us as well if you'd like to come over to clickmillionaires.com, because it's the friendliest place on the internet and it can help you make more money. Okay? So I think you should do that, and we'd be happy to have you. Okay, now let's talk about this Guerrilla Arts Africa here. Let's do a little review here and share this with you. And this is a website that came in, as I said, from a member named Kwiha, who I presume is African. I didn't get a chance to really look at this, but there we go. So with a name like Kwiha Hamza, I'm thinking he's not Irish, so he's probably in Africa. And he says, "Hi, Scott and team. I am so happy to be among the many to join this forum. I personally would love a website review. I sell and ship African arts and ceramics worldwide. So in this aspect, Click Millionaires would help advise how best I can work on my website. Here's a link to it. I will be available in the Hangout to learn from all you Click Millionaires. Thanks." All right, Hamza. So let's see. He says, "Thanks, Hamza." Okay, so I guess that's his first name. All right, Hamza. All right, Hamza. So here we go. Guerrilla Arts. And welcome to Guerrilla Arts Africa. Great. So what can we do here to help Hamza make some more money? Well, let's take a quick look here. So we've got a header there. We've got some goods for sale. Okay, different goods. Yep, and some. All right, so Uganda. Looks like that where we are here? Uganda. All right, cool. Love this international internet thing, huh? All right, so what can we do to improve this? Well, let's see. Hamza, first of all, I would... Let me just take another quick list. This needs to be up top. Getting your email subscriber list growing is more valuable than making an individual sale. Why? Because every time a person comes, they have already demonstrated an interest in this kind of stuff, and you need to grab their contact info because they're going to disappear and you're never going to see them again. So I would put this right up at the top, more important than having this huge picture of your stuff. Because that's your number one priority. Build that asset of your own, an email list. That's one big tip. Next, I think you need a little what we call in the industry happy talk. It's obvious to you, of course, what you're doing and why. It's not obvious to us. We see the cute gorilla. The name is pretty descriptive, Arts Africa. Okay, this must be a site about ceramics and stuff from Africa. But why don't you tell us that? You need some words right here, and you need them for humans to understand better, and you need some so Google knows what to rank your site for. I would put in two or three sentences that suggest what your mission is. And most importantly, I'm sitting here in the United States, and I want to know, are you really African, or are you a middleman who's based in Queens, New York, right? Is this for real? Are these imitation? How do you source this stuff? And you could get into all kinds of, like, is it fair trade or, you know, organic or whatever is appropriate for your industry. But I think you need to explain your value proposition. Like, why would I shop here, right? Why would I want to buy, if I wanted a dish like this, why would I buy it here? You need to make your case a little, okay? And not a ton. And it would be nice to know a little more about the story behind you. So let's check out your About Us page and see how much you've told us about you. Well, there you are. Look, oh, you're a nice-looking guy. All right, so let's see. Quilla Africa is an online store enabling you to reach a vast African, in Uganda, right? You're the founder. Good. What do we do? Yeah, okay, so this kind of stuff. Like, this is what I'm talking about. You need to take, this is too much, obviously, but you need to take three or four of these sentences and put them on the homepage. And, you know, I put your face out there, too. You have a friendly, nice smile. You know, it's like, oh, this guy looks trustworthy. Before I send money to Uganda, which is a place that, at least if you're targeting the U.S., most people don't know much about Uganda, trust me. But make it a little more personal, a little more friendly. The reason someone in the States or in Europe or somewhere would buy something like this is for the story, right? If I had this cute gorilla sculpture on my coffee table, people would say, oh, where's that from? And I would want to say, oh, I bought it from this guy, Hamza. He's in Uganda. He did an X, Y, and Z. You know, like, give a story to it. And that's what would make people pay the money. Otherwise, this is just another piece of craft that I picked up at some local store here in California, and it's not nearly as interesting, right? So I would put some story on the site, and I think that will help people engage with you a lot better. Next, I noticed that these are not clickable, right? That's a big problem because you've got all your above-the-fold stuff. I can't even buy this. Like, if I want to buy this, how do I give you the money? Okay, that's not working, obviously. Okay, now I'm going to go on a hunt just to give you an idea. It's not anywhere else on this page. So how am I going to find this gorilla? Let's see. Oh, there's – okay, that's not a bad idea. Yeah, that's okay, I guess. Okay, but let's – how am I going to find – we did it. Okay, shop. Okay, that link doesn't work, or it's waiting. I guess it's slow loading because I'm so far from Uganda. While we're here, let me point out, this font is very small. I would make the font larger, both for mobile, like we just spoke about, but also for people who are older. They have trouble reading small fonts, and anybody that's got discretionary income to be buying stuff from Africa might be a little older, and I would also make the font a little darker because gray on white does not have enough contrast for older eyes to see easily. That's a usability tip. It might be helpful. Okay, so our gorilla's not there. So is that a sculpture or is it ceramic? See, I don't even know. Let's see. Is it probably artistic sculpture? Was that an artistic sculpture of a gorilla? Anyway, I think you're getting my point, right? It's hard to even find this stuff. So you're using all that space on the homepage, and it's attractive. No, it's not. Okay, see, so I'm having trouble here. I would have given you $1 million for this gorilla. And now I'm bored. I'm leaving. So you've lost the sale, okay? You get the idea, I'm sure. This stuff needs to be clickable. I would showcase a couple things, and these need some words also, like, you know, original gorilla sculpture, where it's from, what it's made of, what the price is. Make it easy for me. If I see them, I go, oh, it's $35. It's from Uganda. It's handmade by a woman named Josephine. Great. Click. That's what you got to be doing here, my friend, if you want to sell things, okay? And I think that would be a big improvement for you. Same with these up here. You might want to, if these are your categories, you pull these out and put them right here on the page. Make it easy for me. And you can move stuff like the about and shop and contact down to the footer. This first part has got to be just a bunch of cool images that at least get you closer to seeing the products. More like this. Like if your homepage actually looked like this, I'd be a lot more excited, right? Because here I can click on this, add to cart, bang. Okay, this is the third time this thing's popped up, so that might be a little much, my friend. if your homepage looked more like this, I think that might be okay. I think you fell in love with the slideshow technology here, and I don't think it's going to do you any favors. But if it looked like this with the addition of some about you and a cool story, I think that would be great. I would make these the same size, though, by adding this sale thing you're forcing this to look a little less professional because the boxes are then different sizes, right? And it throws the rows out of alignment. Okay, last, the big question for an American or anyone outside Uganda is this. I've never dealt with Uganda. I've never met anyone who is from Uganda. I am very leery about giving credit cards. So I think you need to double, triple this kind of, this is good that you have this, but you really need to make the case. This is secure. We'll ship it to you. It's easy. It won't take too long. All those things that would make anyone from another country question whether they wanted to do business with you. You should make it very easy and safe seeming so that people will be attracted. And then you can let the, you know, if you answer all the objections, then you can let the pretty pictures make the case for you and let people buy the stuff. All right, well, that's probably enough for now, and I hope that's helpful to you. If anybody else has any comments, I'm happy to hear from you if you have any suggestions out there. And Hamza is a member at clickmillionaires.com, and we'd be happy to have your feedback as well, I'm sure. I guess the other thing, sorry, just one last quick thing is a little more color. I don't know, maybe it's American taste versus Ugandan taste, but you've got no reds, greens, oranges, yellows, blues. It's all this kind of gray and light brown. This is not typical retailing colors, at least, put it that way. Maybe those are the traditional colors of Ugandan art, and that's just what it is. Okay, then maybe the header needs to be a different color or something just to make it pop a little more. To make it a little more eye-catching and exciting. And especially, even if you don't change the photos, the calls to action, this white on blue is very tasteful, but the little bits of color that you're using here, for example, or here, really do help. So I would consider, you don't want to have 15 colors, it'll get too loud, but a little more use of color I think would help make things pop. All right? So I hope that's helpful to you, and if it is, well, I don't know, tell your friends. And if anybody has questions that they'd like to, suggestions for Hamza, I'm sure he'd be happy to hear them over at clickmillionaires.com. All right, so if you like that sort of a website review, you know, I do these once a month, this office hours, and it's a free service, and we can do these reviews for you. So if you'd like a review like this of your own, then please watch out for next time, and I will be happy to include you. In the meantime, you probably should think about coming over to my Masterminds forum where we do these for people, and also especially the Expert Website Reviews service that I have, which is at expertwebsitereviews.com. That's a service that I will do a private video just for you that's about 20 minutes, and we'll go through bit by bit anything you want to talk about, but in general we talk about product strategy, or I'll talk about your SEO or usability, all that kind of stuff, and people really love those, generally speaking. It's an advanced version of what I just did there for Hamza, and I'd recommend it to you at expertwebsitereviews.com. If you're building a website, it's really good to have somebody look at it. You know, even pro golfers have coaches, right? The best golfers in the world have coaches, and so do Olympic athletes, and, you know, I'd be happy to be your coach if I can help you. So let's see. Okay, actually, you know what? Speaking of that, I wanted to share this with you. I got this email from one of our customers, actually, just yesterday, about a website video review I did for him. Yeah, I just want to read this to you for a second because it impressed upon you how useful this can be. Hi, Scott. This is from Dr. David Garling. This guy's got a PhD and an MD. Okay? Thanks for the fabulously useful review of my new website. I just finished viewing the video for the first, but certainly not the last time this morning. Without a doubt, this is the most valuable marketing and business analysis that I have ever had. I watched it with my action partner who is working on her own website, and she was equally amazed by your review. Dr. David, P.S. Feel free to use this message any place that you want as a testimonial. So there, that's for real. There's David's picture, if you can see that. There he is. And he offered that as a testimonial, so that's how useful this can be to you, too. Having somebody else look at your site can really save you a lot of trouble later, trust me. So, okay, well, let's see. Now, we're almost 45 minutes in, which means that those of you listening on the podcast, we're about to drop off, and thanks for listening. And we've got another 15 minutes or so on the video, so if you want to catch the rest of this episode, head over to YouTube and the Scott Fox channel there. It's youtube.com/ScottFox1, and you can see the replay of this video once it finishes uploading, and you can catch the rest of this episode. And next time, of course, you can see us again in a month and listen to the podcast over at Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, etc. But for those of you on video, we're going to keep going here. We've